Hello everyone, this is Jack from Radio Laurier, and I'm here today with Dr. Ivy Chen, and we're talking to Professor Keith Masterman from Wilfrid Laurier University about the ethical implications of data-driven decision-making systems. Keith, do you want to tell us a bit about your background?
Sure. I'm a lawyer. I was called to the bar in Ontario in 1989, I think it was. I've been teaching at Laurier since 1989, largely on a part-time basis until a couple of years ago. During my law practice, I practiced in private practice doing litigation, and I also worked as an executive at one of the major banks in Canada and one of the major, in fact, the largest one company in Canada. So I have experience both in-house and also in the corporate setting. About a year and a half ago, I decided to sort of trade in the corporate tie and work at Laurier full-time, and I've not regretted it yet. So there
Very
you go.
Nice. Great to hear. Alrighty. I'm going to pass it on over to Ivy now, and you can kind of tell a bit about yourself, and then you can dive right into the interview.
Thank you, Jack. Mr. Keith, in today's data management world, and especially in the context of AI data and technology, would you please give us some elaboration about how important the data management in today's digital age?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I hope people understand what data management is. Ivy and I are in a class about ethics and the law and data management. So data management really is practices that preserve trust of partners, users, patients, whoever it is who uses information that companies are collecting.
Indeed.
And it really looks at every aspect of data management, but in particular three aspects, which is the collection of data management, what are they collecting of your data and why? To the storage of that data, is it secure, is it preserving your privacy, and how are they using it? And so that's what we mean by data management, at least that's what I think we mean by data management, Ivy, so that's what we're going to talk about. And when you ask the question about the importance in the modern world or the importance of data management, I think there are three trends that companies are particularly worried about and that really interest students. One is societal. You know, you don't have to go very far before you hear people complaining about how their privacy is being used by companies or how their data is being used by companies, whether their privacies make sense. In fact, this morning, I was flipping through my Globe and Mail and I saw an article that was called, "We Are Being Exploited for Our Data and We Need to Take Back Control." And it was about the new process that Air Canada has started where you don't need a ticket anymore, they just will recognize your facial features and be able to board you on that basis. And what are they doing with that data? Well, they're using it to sell to other products. They're using it for a whole bunch of purposes. So one of the trends, I think, is societal. The other thing is legal. I think there's statutory intervention, both in Canada and internationally, which is going to lead to a huge amount of work for companies. And in Canada, Canada just passed, or is about to pass, the Artificial Intelligence and Data Act, ADA. Which is going to set up more or less an ethics model that companies are supposed to follow. It's not going to be mandatory, but supposed to follow. And the other trend, I think, is business sense. Statistics, and we might get into them later, I don't know, is that business decisions are usually made better if there's a data ethics component to how they're using your data. And certainly, reputational risk is minimized if they're using your data correctly. So those are some of the things I think are some of the trends I'm seeing.
Oh, thank you so much for the insightful comments. And with the advance of AI and machine learning, how do you see data management practice evolve in the near future? Especially how can students and future professionals ensure they are ethically handling data in their academic and professional endeavor?
I think that when you think about what we do, Ivy and I are in a class together, and I think when you think about the model that we discuss that companies use, I think it's the same model that students should be using. So when a company, one model, not necessarily the only model, but when a company looks at a model for data management, what they first of all do is they say, who are the people whose interests I should have top of mind when I'm dealing with data? In most company situations, that's really asking, who is it that helps me make money? So it's people like employees, it's people like your customers, it's society, because society are your future customers, and to a much lesser extent, it's your shareholders. And so once you've determined who are the parties I should consider, what are their interests, and what interests should I consider, then it's a matter of saying, well, if those are the people I should consider, what are the core values I should be considering? Privacy, fairness, those sort of things. And looking at those two things, then it's mapping out how I look at each factor in every piece of data I collect. I think that students could probably take that same information and build their own data management system with their own data. It's a good practice to do, because if you're in the field, it's going to be something you're going to have to do when you are out in the employment market at any rate.
Thank you so much for the career development advice. In terms of the culture differences, how do you think the culture differences impact the data management practice and the ethical consideration in a global view?
Well, I think understanding cultural differences is always fundamental in any aspect of business that you're in. I think I've told you before that at one point the Hong Kong Bank reported into me when I was in my banking world, and it was so tremendously important to understand the ethical components of everything they did. But in data ethics, I think it's important for a couple of reasons in particular. And one of those reasons is because the rules on data ethics or data management are so incredibly different in different countries. China, for instance, has a very strict regime, and before data can actually leave the country, there's a huge reporting structure involved in it. So I think understanding those differences are important. But it's also important to understand what drives people within different countries and different cultures. The Health Ethics and Policy Lab from Zurich did a study looking at 85 different countries. And they said, what are the fundamentals that these people care about when companies are looking at their data? And it might surprise you. Transparency was fundamental in 73 out of 85 countries.
Indeed.
Which means there's about 12 countries there, my math might not be too good, that wasn't an important consideration. Fairness was important in 68 out of 85 countries. And privacy, which is so tremendously important in Canada, it's all you really hear about, we've got lots of legislation about it, was only important in 47 of those countries.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were doing business in any of those countries and you didn't understand those cultural differences, mm-hmm. I think you're behind the eight ball.
Thank you so much for mentioning about international components, which gives us a lot more invaluable knowledge in term. And in your opinion, what are the key skills and knowledge area that students should focus on to navigate the complexity of the data management and ethic in the future careers?
Well, I think that depends on what your future career is going to be, because within data management, there's a lot of different career options. If you were following my world and you're going to spend some time in business and finance or economics, I think things like data analytics are tremendously important. Understanding how you derive conclusions from data. I also think things like business intelligence, understanding how that data relates to that particular sector is fundamental. But you might be in a different field. Maybe software management is your future study, in which case I assume there's database designs and things like that. Whatever field it is, and this doesn't just go for data management, it goes with everything, I think that fundamental is communication skills. I think it's so tremendously important when you're dealing with companies, when you're dealing with individuals, whoever you're dealing with, that you're able to take your skills and be able to communicate them well to other people.
Well,
so there's
amazing.
My answer.
Thank you for introduce about the law and ethic consideration play a very important role in the governing data management practice. But what are some common ethic dilemma faced by the organization when it comes to collecting, storing, and using data in the recent scenario?
Well, I think the number one, at least in Canada, the number one's got to be privacy protection. Companies are receiving an awful lot of your information, and we don't have to go very far to see where hackers have hacked into your information or your information is used incorrectly by companies, and seeing the issues involved in that. So I think the number one ethical issue and the number one issue that a lot of people with data are worried about is that privacy thing. Another one, though, is avoiding data mismanagement and misuse. You know, data can be misused in a discriminatory or exploitive manner, or just misused. And one case from New York, I think, that we actually mentioned in our class we took together was the Sackler family and the opiate crisis. And if you look at how the Sacklers took that information in their company, Pharma, and how they use that data to manipulate and find people who were susceptible to addiction and doctors who were susceptible to selling medicines on the black market, you can see the exploitation of data, and I think that's a huge issue, ethical issue. And I think the third thing is fairness or lack of bias. I think that it's very, very easy, depending on how questions are asked in collecting of data or other matters, to have built-in biases in information. And I think that that's something that companies really have to worry about.
Yeah.
And I guess I might add also building trust. I think when you think of it, data is, if it's not handled responsibly, you can destroy trust very quickly between a client, a user, or a business.
Exactly. I think nowadays data is everywhere, but how can we ensure we have reliable data and to provide evidence base for decision making is very important.
Yes, you're right. And an awful lot of that comes down to the ethics department and how they manage things. There you go. I think that one thing that surprises me, and I think one trend you're going to see, is I think you're going to see data management and data ethics management, I should say, turning into a growing field. And a couple statistics that might interest you. 27% of CEOs say their company actively checks their data to see if it's skewed or not. That means what? 73% are not checking whether data is skewed. They're making decisions based on that data. Mm-hmm. And that's a worrying thing. 17% of companies in Canada say they have some sort of data governance committee or group.
Yeah, and also you know, I think on the decision community, when they have a decision-making meeting get together, they forgot to invite data analytics scientists inside their meeting. So when they produce the data just for presentation, when they want to monitoring and evaluation, they forgot to include them.
Yeah.
So which is so wrong, I think.
Well, only 30% of companies in Canada presently have guiding principles involving data. And when you think about that, that's a pretty bad thing. I think it's three times a bad headline is three times more powerful than a good headline. Mm-hmm. So you'll lose three clients for every one you pick up by a bad headline. Well, they're just asking for bad headlines if they're not watching how they're using your data.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Keith, it was great to talk to the two of you and get some great insights on how we can kind of ethically store and deal with data in the world. Thank you.